So guys, this is Esat from 500 Emerging Europe. I joined 500 like 2 years ago. I'm the vice president, and recently I moved to Warsaw like 4 weeks ago. I'm here to lead our fund's investment efforts in the region, in Poland and Central Eastern Europe. And today I have my first guest, Matthias from Sonnerholm. Maybe Matthias, we can start with your early career. I know you had another startup at the beginning, then some, you know, corporate experience in a scale-up, and then you went back to being a, you know, second-time founder and started your own company. Maybe we can talk about it a little bit.
Sure. Thanks a lot for having me here, and hello to everyone. So I'm Mateusz. I've been doing the digital online businesses throughout almost my whole life. I started when I was in middle school, then throughout the high school and the college. And then after graduating, I founded Alani, which has been the fashion marketplace that aggregates stores with feminine products in general. And we've started as a kind of playground online inspiration for so-called fashionistas, so they can create their outfit ideas, and then we realized that it's a great content, but where you actually make money is where the shoppers are getting those inspirations and are converting them into buying products. So that's been the first chapter of my more professional life, I would say. I get the VC financing, the very first time in my career to get the external money. And one of the previous speakers said, not just to think about surviving, but rather just to think about growing. We finally merged with our competitor, sold the company to the media group, and then I started to think what to do next, I joined Brainly eventually, which is the ed tech startup also from Poland, and they just started their monetization efforts in the US and in Poland, and basically I joined the New York team to work on a product called Brainly Plus, which is the subscription access premium content at Brainly, and that's been really interesting journey. Even though I didn't run my own company, I was like really a part of something exciting and growing fast, and I got also the exposure to the US market, and in particular, I've been working with people having the experience in real estate, so that was kind of one of the inspirations. And then when I came back to Warsaw and I bought my first property, I made the deal with my wife initially that when I get cash from the previous business, I will have to buy the property. I didn't want to buy any properties before; I wanted to rent forever. But then when I saw like how painful is buying, actually, I thought that okay, maybe just let's cross-check those inspirations from the US, my problems as a customer, and just let's do something exciting.
And what was those problems like you see?
So one of the problems were kind of the most basic was like, you know, whether I'm making a good deal at all, right? I'm not sure how much is this property worth, or whether I'm just paying, you know, good price or not. It's like you just wanted to verify whether that makes sense. The other thing is that everything you needed to go like really offline. You needed to drive there. You needed to meet in person. So there was only just a handful of photos of the property, usually with really bad quality, and basically that's been really pain. So I was like, okay, let's see. And at the same time, I was selling my grandpa's property, and it was the same story. You just keep guessing and doing the offline stuff. So kind of connecting those two inspirations, both my personal pain and what's been done in the US, especially through Trulli and Zillow, and all those guys that I used to work with, had the biggest exposure was that we started with this "How much is your home worth?" campaign, and we were surprised how many people were actually into that. And then you know, we
what was the traditional process for a home buyer or seller to, you know, determine the price of their house that they want to buy or sell?
Yeah, so the traditional process for determining the price for the home buyer would be actually to browse through the listings on the biggest classifieds and just saying, okay, oh yeah, they're so expensive. And for the sellers, it would be the same, but looking, oh yeah, there the price is kind of, you know, probably they're minimal, so let's go higher. And it was like, you know, the supply didn't meet the demand at all. So that was just one way of checking. The other was obviously, you know, talking to the people, the agents, and so on. So the agents will be selling, like, if you would be the prospect seller, they would say, oh yeah, I'm gonna sell it for millions, right? I'm just the best agent, just sign the exclusive contract with me. And if you're a buyer, then you would just say, oh yeah, this property is worth so much, this is a bargain, buy it. So, you know, there's like lots of this, you know, hanging around and, like, you know, just stuff that it's not transparent, that it's not unified, that it's not really trustworthy. So we thought that, hey, you know, Trulli and Zillow, they did this thing with, especially Zillow, they did this estimate, and like everyone can know, you know, what's more or less the value of the property. And obviously, you know, Opendoor and other buyers, they provide you a real offer, like more exact estimate. But like, even just this overall summary that the estimate was kind of providing was really a game changer in the US. So we thought that, you know, let's start it in Poland, let's get some data from the users also, and just make sure that we get this kind of that data network effect, that we get more data, we provide more data, and so on.
And maybe, no, it's okay. Maybe you can tell us about your business model. You have different, you know, digital brokerage, iBuy, you have different features that you offer to your customers under digital brokerage. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, sure. So our business model is like based on three levels, I would say. So the first, the fundamental level, is that we are providing you the property valuation. So whenever you're a prospective home buyer, home seller, like prior to selling a home, you just needed to, you know, you were happy in the dark, you just needed to guess. And since we've launched it, like everybody can check the prices completely for free and then engage with those prices.
How do you collect all the data to determine the price or to feed your algorithms, models, pricing models?
Yeah, so we collect the data through like any possible source. So it's just kind of, you know, making do, as I say. There are some government data that you can buy, but this is like really outdated. And like, so we are just getting any possible public sources. We are collecting that. We are cleaning that. We are deduplicating and verifying, and also we are collecting users' data. So anytime the user does the free valuation, we get some data from them, and we can verify the data. So this is how we do that. Coming back to the business model, so the fundamentals are the data products that we are providing, and we let people play with the data. You know, selling the property or buying the property takes forever usually, and you know, oddly enough, that it's not the actual process of searching or actually selling, but are the preparations that takes really months or years. So we let people play with this data, think it over, check the market, and so on and so on. And then whenever they're ready, we tell them that, hey, we can buy your property. And that's the instant buying. And obviously when the market is going well, then instant buying is easy, right? And right now it's more tricky. But you know, what we realize even in a hot market, that still most of the sellers want to maximize on the price. So what we've done in parallel to iBuying, so buying the properties and selling, we've done the digital brokerage or the hybrid brokerage, as some folks say. That basically, you provide the best experience for the sellers to make sure that we found that one buyer that would pay you the top dollar money for your property. They just fall in love, right? And sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you're not, and like wondering when your property is gonna be sold, whether it's gonna for the home sellers to, that, you know, doesn't let them to move forward with advance. So what we are doing is we are providing them this liquidity option, even though they are not the plan A for them, but they just have this, you know, solid ground. And on top of that, we are digitizing the whole process based on our experience and the experience of the external sellers to make sure that we are not only providing the best experience for the sellers and the buyers, but also we're just the most efficient in this process.
I know you recently started expanding into the EU region. What is your plans for the future in terms of the new markets, and how did you create your playbook for the expansion?
Yeah, so we've started in Warsaw, in Poland. We explicitly didn't want to go to other Polish cities and a fully fledged product. We are just the evaluation tool, and we are collecting users, and we are selling those leads to local partners, because we wanted to make sure that we are building the, you know, international product. I wouldn't say global, but a kind of regional international product. So we're focused on the CE, as you mentioned, and basically we've started our operations this year in Hungary, and also in just one city, in Budapest. And we're also excited about that market. The customers are also hungry for the data, for, you know, the knowledge how much is your property worth. So they're just playing with the data, they're doing the valuation, and then whenever they're ready to sell, they get an offer and they work with us. At the same time, what we are really seeing the biggest upside potential is not only to cater for those, you know, big cities fully internally, but also to provide people the possibility to just make this whole experience much more efficient and utilize the local agents, or even in long term, maybe for some of the segments do the sales on their own. And you know, we having these tools for data products, it's a game changer for the consumer. They can control their destiny, they can control their strategy. Of course, that is really, really emotional process of selling and buying. So the people tend to like to have that second person, which is an expert and can support you in decision making and any problems. So they, like, at the end of the day, people are saying that, hey, we hate agents, you know, just agents are obsolete. But at the end of the day, most of the transactions are done with the agents, even if they suck. You know, people just want to have someone on the back. And if you have a good agent that supports the process with the data that you have and the agent does, then, you know, it's a completely different process.
Okay. And how much of the process have you digitized so far, you believe, like, you know? And is there a cap?
So I would say that there's three phases of selling your property. So one is preparation, so kind of just, you know, setting up the strategy, learning the market, and deciding on the journey, and that's almost 100% digitized. Then there's the second phase of actual sales. So you do the preparation, so that's the, you know, photography, screening, for cleaning, photography, 3D workshops, staging. And basically, you know, some of the things you need to do, like offline, like manually, so we outsource it, but this is the standard that can let the buyers actually digitize the process. So whenever the property is cleaned and get the great photos and then 3D workflows, then they can digitize the initial screening. And then, you know, booking the meetings and kind of controlling the whole process is another part of the story that we've digitized, that you can see, like, in your dashboard, actually, you know, what's the status, what's the meetings, what's the, and so on. So basically you feel like an owner of the process, and that's another thing. And then the last thing is the closing, which is like most tedious and the most boring, and that's also, you know, it's manual, it's not really repeatable, so that's the most difficult to digitize. That's, you know, what's ahead of us, I'd say.
Can you also give us some, like, recent numbers about, you know, the transactions, the, you know, your growth rates? I know you've been, you know, raising a new round now. Maybe you can also give us some details on that as well.
Yeah, so since we've launched both iBank and Digital Broker early last year, we've withdrawn around 5x within 6 quarters in Warsaw, and we're the biggest player in Warsaw right now in terms of the properties that we are selling in the secondary market. And that's the run rate of around 300 properties annually, which is like, you know, 40 million GMV. That's on Warsaw. In Hungary, we've just started. The thing is, you know, the current market is the down market. You know, the number of transactions is so much lower than it used to be. So obviously, it's on the first hand, it's a headwind, but on the other hand, it's like really great opportunity to capture the market size and capture the attention and make sure that, like, in the past, it's been easy to actually, you know, sell your property on your own or any agent. If you have like really decent product, then you can just get sold. Right now, you just need to be really efficient on that, and that's where data also comes and support you with the process.
So you are fundraising right now. What are you gonna do with the new funds? You know, is it going to be, you know, used for the expansion into new markets or developing new features, digitizing more manual processes in the process of, you know, home purchasing or sales?
Yeah, so there are three objectives for the next chapter looking onward. So the first one is to expand and own the CE region. So we see that, like, you know, those markets are, they had the common ground. We are ex-communist countries and we love owning the properties. We have the highest home ownership rate in the world. And the process is manual. So we're just going, you know, city by city, country by country, and expanding market share. The other objective is that we keep digitizing the whole process for the sellers and the buyers. And what we believe is a long-term potential is that buying real estate would be like buying another product in e-commerce. Obviously, it's not like the shoes that you can get in the package and get in return. With property, you can just, you know, move in, start, check it out physically, and then do all the background work. Do the financial and bureaucratic work in the background. So our plan is to digitize the whole experience and make sure that it's you can just, you know, buy it completely online. And the third and the last goal is to make sure that our data products are not only for the region but also they are throughout the whole globe. We believe that, like, you know, anyone. That it's anyone that who's interested in owning their property value, they deserve to have the transparency of the data. And oddly enough, on the vast majority of the markets, is just guessing. So we just want to cover that.
Okay, so thanks a lot. Do you have anything to add in the closing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks a lot for the invitation. I hope that you guys will enjoy the rest of that, and good luck for you guys to expanding to Warsaw. And as I said, I hope that you're gonna speak Polish soon.
Yeah, hopefully. So thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
To stay in the loop, go to our website, getcc.com, or follow us at GetCC'd on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube.